You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. John Denny. Fan us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, or join in on the conversation on Google Plus.
Hello and welcome to Screen View episode 13. I am your host, Peter Van. With me is John Denny and Amy Morgan.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to mid-January 2012.
Yep.
Is it mid-January already?
Good Lord. Yep. Things should be starting to come back on now. Yay!
Yeah.
That's right.
If you haven't been caught up, you're way behind now.
You're way behind. You better lock yourself in this weekend and get going.
Yep.
So, quick...
It's the cold and get caught up.
Yeah, exactly. Just get some tea or some soup or whatever, popcorn, whatever you want. So a couple of quick housekeeping items before we get into our discussions. Just to say again, we are now officially on iTunes. Search on your local iTunes client for Screen View, and we will pop up so you can automatically download your episodes. Or you can just take our RSS feed and plop it into your Google Reader or what have you, and listen from there. All right, so... It's movie time, you guys.
It is movie time.
So last week was great. There was a movie that won the box office called The Devil Inside. And oddly enough, it won $33 million. It grossed $33 million in its first weekend at the box office. Which second was Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol with $19.8 million. Sherlock Holmes with $13.7 million. The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, $11.36 million. And Alvin and the Chipmunks Chipwrecked at number five.
I'll tell you why it won. It's because we are, if you look at a lot of the top ten, what's this? One, two, three, four. Five, six, seven, eight of the top ten movies, at least, were out in the end of December.
Right.
So, at this point, people who are going to the movies every week or more than once a week have seen those movies.
Right. It was the it was one of the it was pretty much the single mass release movie. Like, Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy came out sort of, but only in very limited release, so.
They marketed it pretty well.
Yeah. Unfortunately, there's a thing called a cinema score, which I guess you could consider it like the exit polling of movies.
Mm-hmm.
It got an F, which is, I think, one of the first films to ever get an F and still somehow make it, you know, at the top. I'm pretty sure a lot of movies have gotten Fs, but... This is one of the first to have won the box office. So
number one in the box office and a cinema score of F.
Yeah, there is a video. There's a video on YouTube. we'll look at the show notes where a person was actually able to take the last 2 minutes of the movie, along with the closing credits and boos from the entire theater.
Wow.
I don't know if you guys plan on seeing this.
Nope.
I don't.
You don't?
Now.
Okay. Well, spoiler hat on. So everybody who does not want to hear this, please turn off for, like a minute? Yeah, about a minute.
Like that. Yeah.
So what happens with the end of... Yeah, go now. What happens at the end of Devil Inside is They all wind up possessed. And this guy, the one guy who's driving, who was, I think he's the priest or he's helping, is driving the car, and he becomes possessed, and then he demonically rolls the car, effectively killing the both of them. Now, the film is like a Blair Witch Project kind of thing. It only took $1 million. It only cost $1 billion to make.
A million.
Oh, God, a million.
Okay, $1 million.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No.
Million,
it cost $1 million to make, and it grossed, what was it again?
33
million. So it made way more than it needed to. So it ended demonically, right? You know, you got the video, the Blair Witch Project video thing. But then eventually it ends saying, oh, this has never been solved, right? And then go to this website to continue the mystery.
Yeah. I mean,
you had to go to a website to continue the mystery?
The website, yeah. You had to go to a website to...
So they left you hanging in the movie.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You bought a...
Wow.
$12 ticket to go to a website at the end.
The thing is, with these, what they call...
that was...
In the article that Peter sent to either of us, or was in the show notes, they labeled it as a found footage movie, which is basically the Blair Witch Project and...
The Exorcist.
No, not The Exorcist. Exorcist was a regular, you know, all those shaky camera movies. With, what was that? Cloverfield was a found footage movie.
Yeah.
Paranormal Activity, all three of them were found footage movies. Mm-hmm. Apollo 18, which I just watched, was a found footage movie. Basically, these movies all end the same way in that the people who you're following the story of, they die. And... The movie is showing what these people were filming before they died. I mean, I go into these movies now knowing, okay, if this is a shaky camera movie or a found footage movie, then everyone I'm watching it is going to end up dead, because that's the only way that these movies end up dead or possessed. You know what I mean?
Right.
So the shock is gone, I guess, to say. I mean, I went to go see the Blair Witch Project when it came out, and it was okay. It wasn't as scary as I thought it was going to be. But the ending of it, where, you know, everyone ended up dead, was like, oh, okay, that's pretty interesting. And then they found this camera and they're showing us what happened, and it led to the, okay, is this real? Is it not real? Aspect of it. And then those kind of movies kind of went away for a while, and then they came back pretty much big time with Cloverfield and the Paranormal Activity movies. Mm-hmm. You know, at least Paranormal Activity 1 was made for, what, like $1,000? And it made $58 million.
Made a lot of bank, for sure, yeah.
Or, you know, $500 million, whatever it was. So that's a type of movie that they can make for cheap, and... they're guaranteed to make money on it.
Right.
Even if it's not a blockbuster.
Right. Even though it got an F.
It's like...
Wow.
It's like... I would say it's very much like reality TV shows.
Right.
Where
right.
they don't cost anything to make, and no matter how well it does, it's going to make money.
Right. Even like the Kardashian stuff.
Because people can't, look away.
No, it's just cheap.
I mean, you know, people get had, and then, they do this stuff where it's like, oh, it's never been solved, or these people were never heard from again, or help solve the mystery watching the movie, and people get duped and they think it's real.
Yeah, of course.
And,
yeah.
I mean, when was the last time any of us went to a big screen theater to watch a documentary? You know what I mean?
I usually don't, actually.
I don't think I ever have.
I don't think I've ever seen any of these release movies like this either. I don't think I've seen any of them in the big theater. So I'm definitely not the demographic that can actually sit there and talk about it and say, oh, this, you know.
I'm not even really.
But yeah, I've never bought into any of these. If it looks like that, I'd be like, I remember when Blair Witch Project came out and I wanted to go see it, but I never did. But that was like the first time that they had ever done anything like that. So, I mean... It seems like to me that there have been other movies that have been done that have done it better, and this one wasn't it.
Yeah, well, right. Yeah. I mean, Blair Witch Project was one of the first to do that. So,
actually, in that article you said, remember that movie I was talking about last week, Cannibal Holocaust?
Yeah.
That was a found footage movie, apparently. And that was made back in way back in 1980.
Oh, okay.
So, wow.
So I guess they kind of did that.
They've been doing it for a while. It just seemed to have to catch on, you know, if whatever it's a recession that they're making cheaper movies or whatever.
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, with the Blair Witch Project and that other, you know, the Paranormal Activities, they just make so much money. They're like, why not just keep putting out these extremely low budget? I mean, even if it does terrible, I mean, even if it grosses, like, if it hits the top 10, it's, you're golden. You've made it. Like, you've
even if it's made profit. I mean, obviously, even if it's critically awful, it's going to make money.
It's obvious people want to go see it. Because, I mean, it's, and, you know, it's a horror genre. People don't care about, most people who watch horror movies don't care about what the critics think.
And it's funny because the marketing will pretty much stop. Or, you know, it'll say, you know, number one movie, go see it. But people will go see this movie now because
they want to see how bad it is.
Yeah,
they want to see how bad it is, yeah.
I mean, I saw the ending and I was like, oh, okay. Glad I didn't spend $12.
I'll wait till it comes out on video before I even think about going to see it.
Don't even. Yeah, it's just like pirated or something.
Or that too.
I don't get exorcism movies. I mean, The Exorcist, way back in 1977, or whatever it was, sometime in the 70s, was a really, really good horror movie.
Oh, yeah.
Very scary.
One I will never see.
Obviously.
You don't want to see it.
Not realistic in any way.
Creepy, though.
Yeah, but very good. And it seems like anytime you see a movie that's, you know, The Exorcism of Emily Rose, what was that one that came out last year with Anthony Hopkins?
The Rite or something, right?
Yeah. Like, every one of these movies will undoubtedly be compared to The Exorcist.
Yeah.
And every one of them will come up short.
Right.
There's no movie that's going to be equal to The Exorcist because it was the first one, I think, and it was the best one. So, I mean, every time I see one of these
movies, the effects weren't even that great.
Right.
But and still, like, it was the creep factor that people, you know, measure it by. Oh.
Right. And it just every time I see one of these movies, you know, coming out like on the perimeter or in the theaters now, I'm just like, immediately pass. I don't want to see it because I've seen it done the best way it could be done. So it just, you know, if you're young and you're listening to the show, watch The Exorcist. Do yourself a favor.
I don't know. I said, if we're going to make recommendations of horror movies, I'd put The Grudge in there as well.
that's sort of different.
Okay, darn.
Yeah. I mean, there are movies that have had exorcism things in it, like Constantine with Keanu Reeves had an exorcism scene in it. And it was done pretty well, but they didn't dwell on it. And it wasn't crucial to the story. So, you know, that's a whole different category.
You're saying movies that just focus on exorcism. It's just
right.
Like, okay, I mean,
they can't do it.
Yeah, if there's something good, like The Exorcist, why even keep, like, dipping back? But obviously, they're going to keep dipping back into it. There's going to be The Devil Inside 2, right?
More
found footage.
Die.
Yeah. Oh, no. A tape has ejected from this car, and we found it, so we're going to show it to you.
Yeah.
I mean, if this movie... it was made for $1 million. It's already made $32 million.
Yeah.
Let's say that this movie ends up making somewhere around $60 million. Okay? Mm-hmm. Is that enough for them to say, let's put another $1 million in and make another one? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just...
If it were me, I'd say, sure, why not? What's our chances that we'll open again and we'll get an F, but we'll at least make our money back and then some?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, nowadays, you know, distribution is so cheap. You don't even need to print DVDs anymore. You just throw it out on streaming or something like that and go, okay.
If you were to guess, let's say, obviously 100% being everyone that went to go see the movie, what percentage of the people do you think, after getting out of the theater, went to whatever website it was that they were supposed to go look at?
Hmm.
I don't know.
40%?
I would be pretty pissed. I wouldn't go.
I probably wouldn't either. I'd be like, oh, who cares?
I would probably forget.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. It just...
Well, here's the thing, because I know Cloverfield actually did something like that, where they had, like, I guess the build-up to the actual movie, where you had to have seen the stuff before the movie. I saw it, like, I just saw the movie, and then I was like, I didn't get it. I thought there was something missing. So I went and did a little bit of research on it, and that's when I found out that they had done this whole marketing campaign all the way up to it. And if you hadn't followed it, then, like, there were parts of the movie that just kind of didn't... It was like missing something, and I didn't get what it was.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know if that's a good idea to do, because obviously I wasn't in the know. I wasn't watching TV. I didn't see that there was this whole campaign. I just saw one clip and thought, oh, that looks interesting. It's a sci-fi. I'll go see it.
Right.
I didn't even get any of it until afterwards.
Right.
So.
But that, I mean, I can kind of see that, like the viral marketing, as opposed to after the movie's over, because then you're building interest in it. Obviously, Cloverfield is a little bit different from the rest of these found footage movies, because that movie cost a boatload of money to make.
Yeah, it did.
And it wasn't an exorcism either.
Right.
No.
But the way that, I don't want to say, like, social, the internet is socially nowadays, it makes sense to have some things that are, like, very viral. You know, like you see it on a website for like a second, and you're like, wait, what was that? And you do research, and you look it up, and you see other people are talking about it because they saw it somewhere too, and then something new comes out next week, and then it builds up and builds up and builds up. But like, after, like, you just saw a movie that you hated, okay? You paid $20 to go see it, or $10 or whatever, and at the end, the screen goes black and it says, to find out what happened, go to www.whatthehackhappened.com or whatever. Like,
I would leave.
I don't think 10% of those people went to that website to find out what happened, because if they were sitting there booing, why would they go find out what happened? They don't care at that point.
Yeah.
The only way I would go
back...
It's
the opposite of viral marketing. It's like, I don't know. I don't even know what to call it.
The only way I would go to the website is only to go and complain. If there wasn't a complaint, I wouldn't go back.
Right. Exactly.
I'd be like, I'm going to complain. I hate your movie. I think it's dumb. Yeah.
I think your movie's awful. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Okay. Well, that was just something interesting that I thought would be cool to talk about, you know, since it was the first. It actually made the news, the rounds on the news, so.
Yep.
But okay. So let's switch gears and move to television. Woo-hoo. How's that sound?
All righty.
Sounds good.
To start off a little really quickly, I have
somewhere
some,
where there's a choice and we have multiple choices. Woo-hoo!
Right. I have good news for all of us. Actually, I don't know if it's good news for all of us. It's just news, I suppose.
Okay.
We could just call it news. My computer is frozen.
Is it about Fringe?
Yeah, so let's talk about Fringe really quickly. There's a possibility that Fringe may or may not get canceled by the end of the season.
Before the end of the season?
No, by the end. It already got its full. It already got its full season or order. I mean, they can always cut back on it, but
I don't.
Who knows if it will.
I don't think that anyone who is watching the show religiously, like we are, is expecting another season.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. And the executives were citing the fact that they get low ratings because you put it on a Friday at 9 o'clock. And it costs too much. Because the show, I mean, for sure, is definitely very graphics heavy. Definitely needs a lot of... a lot of on-scene shots and stuff like that. So
yeah,
Amy, you may be happy about this. Terra Nova actually made money for Fox.
I know. I was really surprised by that. I thought, I thought it would at least have
lost a lot of money to make. Each episode.
I can't believe
how ironic is that? If they get rid of Fringe but yet keep Terra Nova, I'd be like, what the heck?
Yeah, they're not sure if they're going to keep it around, but they're going to make a decision soon.
I can't imagine that it made so much money that they're guaranteed to make money next year. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it was...
I think that, like, if making money... If the show costs $50 million to make for the whole season, let's say, and they made $55 million, there's no way they would come back for another season, right? Because you expect viewership to go down, right?
Yeah. And they've only had 13 episodes out, so it's kind of like, okay, you're only basing this on half the year. So, well, at least that much. But it means that if they wanted to keep continuing, that they've got to get better with the writing, because, like, it was all right. It had moments where it was really great, but then more of the moments that were really great were actually... There weren't as many great moments until you get toward the end. And honestly, they kind of wrapped it up to the point where it's like, okay, they got to the episode 13, and it almost feels like that's the end of the season already. Because they wrapped it up in a way that makes it feel like, okay, if they wanted to quit and not go continue,
right,
they totally could at this point. So it's like, you know, you're right. Will it be enough to be able to come back next season? I don't know.
Did they only get a 13-episode season?
Well, I'm not quite sure.
They did. So what they did was it cost so much residually for the fixed cost that they actually ordered the whole season, because
it wouldn't
have made any sense for them not to order the whole season.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what they did.
I'm interested to read the article where you got this information from. Only because it seems like the way the information is put there, it seems like they're saying, let's give them a little bit and say maybe it'll come back, maybe it won't, so we can, you know, drum up interest from people who watch it and try to get the people who do watch it to convince people who weren't watching it to watch it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So we can bring it back and make money.
Right. Well, I'll definitely put it in the show notes, and you can read it as well.
It just seems like it's a very vague, you know, we may or may not be back. We made money, but who knows if we're going to come back or not. It just seems like next week it's like, you know, we're still deciding if we're going to be coming back or not. So stay tuned.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's mainly because this week was the Television Critic Association a huge press event where all the major networks go and showcase their stuff. And that was one of the tidbits that came out of it. There's definitely an article that recaps all of Fox, so we'll definitely link that to the show notes.
Mm.
John, Community is not canceled. That is from the programming head of NBC while he was discussing, you know, are you there, Chelsea, which actually came out this week, and other stuff. So be happy.
Yes. Here's the thing. I know it's not canceled. They have a full season, I think, for this. They have a full season for this, for the third season.
Right.
I heard that it'll be back sometime in the spring. And I quote that because it was like a very inexact date. The thing is, they're trying to, I think that at least the people who work on Community are trying to get it at least renewed for a partial fourth season, mm-hmm. so that they can get to 88 episodes so that they can be syndicated. You know what I mean?
88 or 100?
88 is what I read. If you look at the timeline between Community and there's a show that Fox ran a few years ago called Till Death.
Yeah.
It's a very similar timeline where, you know, they did it pretty well the first season. Okay, the second season. Third season, it looked like it was going to get canceled, and they took it off the air, and then they brought it back at some point mid-season. Or, you know, halfway into mid-season, and then ran it through the spring and summer a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then it got to, like, 80-ish episodes before it was finally canceled, and it wasn't renewed for a fourth season. But apparently 88 is that magic number for a show to get syndicated. So I think that that's what at least the people who work for Community are gunning for. You know, if they can draw up some kind of interest and get it renewed, then, you know, set for a little bit.
Right.
At least with some kind of, you know, checks that they get in the mail.
Okay. All right. Well, that is actually the same thing.
Not that, you know, I don't want, it doesn't matter to me whether or not they get checks. I just want them to keep running the show because I enjoy it.
Right.
Cool.
Right. Okay, yeah. So the same thing actually with Fringe, that they might, because, you know, they're so far into the season already, they will probably, if anything, if they can really, really do it, they will probably make like a shorter season, because they are near their cap as well for syndication. Mm. So
yeah,
they're near that. Let's see, if a show ends its season within 22 episodes or fewer episodes of 88 episodes, regardless of ratings, or at least somewhat regardless, the chances are for another season increase.
Mm. Cool.
So that's why.
Okay.
So that's your explanation. Fringe will have exactly 88 episodes by the end of the season. So they'll probably give another 13 episodes so it can hit that magic 101, and then they'll just be like, time to go! Just
right.
Drop it right off. Drop it right off at the syndication, and we'll see how that goes. That'd be cool. All right. So right now we're going to, now that we've talked a little bit about the shows, let's recap the fall.
Okay.
Amy, which is your favorite show of the where was your favorite new show of the fall season?
The favorite new show of the fall season. I actually have two favorite new ones.
You can't do that.
I know, but I can't choose between the two of them. They both left off right at the right spot, and okay. So I'll just put them out real quick. Ringer and Person of Interest. And I've already talked about Person of Interest. I like where it's going. I'd like to see more. And Ringer is still working for me. So, you know what? I did not expect either one of those two to be the shows that I was going to pick up. Like, I saw some of the advertisements for it, but I thought, okay, well, I'll check it out. And I've been really interested with them. So, yeah, I kind of like both of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. John. New show.
I guess I was just trying to review what new shows I've been watching. I really want to say Homeland, but I have only watched 3 episodes of it so far. Plus, I'm catching up.
Yeah, plus it's mine. You can't take it. Choose another one.
No,
move along.
I'll let you have it. So once I watch more, that probably end up being my favorite new show.
Okay.
But I guess at this point I'll have to say 2 Broke Girls, I guess.
Okay.
It's a funny show. I've been watching it every week, so I've stuck with it so far, so I guess that's the one.
Okay. All right, yeah, so I will go for Homeland. It's mine. It's a fantastic show. If you haven't seen it, definitely see it. Definitely watch it. It is a really, really good show. Greatly written show. It's a very tense show. All the characters actually have depth. They actually have dimensions. So easily the best new show that just kept me watching and coming back every week. So, all right, Amy. So let's go back to you real quick. What is your favorite show overall of the season?
My favorite show overall. That's a hard one because I'm like. I like where Fringe is going, but it's not my favorite right now, which is really sad because in the past it has been, and I'm like, it's like they just keep on. We only gotten like a handful of shows, so it's like I'd like to see more. Yeah.
Stupid baseball.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, stupid baseball. So I can't put that one. So I'd say my favorite one probably overall is maybe going to be The Walking Dead. Because that's the one I'm really looking forward to every week. Like, oh, we get to see that. So.
Okay. Very good. Okay. John?
Man. It's going to have... I'm not including shows that ran in the summer. Or else it would be It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Okay.
But I guess it's a tie between... Dexter and Boardwalk Empire.
Okay.
Dexter, I guess, for a little bit has kind of been on a little bit of a lull for the, you know, a couple seasons in there. But this show really came back, and it was really well written and really well acted. And the same, not the same with the Boardwalk Empire. It's only been on for, this is the second season. But, you know, Boardwalk Empire continues to be really well acted. All the characters are believable. Even though they don't necessarily fit their real world alternates, I guess. Mm-hmm. Both shows ended on a huge cliffhanger, so I can't wait for next season of both shows to come back.
Okay. All right. I think it's for me overall. I think I will. It's kind of tough. I was gonna cop out and choose Homeland again, but since I already talked about it, I'm gonna go with Modern Family because the second season was a bit of a lull, but the third season came roaring back. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff in there. It's definitely a show that needs to be watched, I think, because it's just it's very like I don't know if it's really believable. I don't think you can really consider it believable, but the situations are great. Not only is it fun, but it's just, you know, it's funny. People like it. It's just like, and it's just like the way it's shot and the way it's like sort of documentary-ish. And it's like you see these little glances and stuff of people, like, you know, they're saying something really bad happens, and the way they just kind of glance at the camera really quickly. It's like it's really great. It's really funny.
Is it still as strong as it was day one?
No, not as strong as the first season, but the second season only had like bits and pieces, which were actually good. Some episodes weren't that great. You know, they were like, okay. And now the third season, they actually changed the daughter. Originally, they had a younger daughter who didn't speak yet. But then this year, they recast the role and she can speak. And that adds like a huge, it has a huge amount of comedy to it.
Okay.
Like the one when they were trying to adopt a baby, like another baby, and the girl was like, so she doesn't know how to share, so she goes, "I killed the baby." it's just four words, and it's just like it goes throughout the whole season, that episode. It's actually really great, and so yeah, so definitely if you haven't checked that out yet, definitely check it out. All right, Amy, this is what we're going to do. We're going to run through your list. So this is spotlight time. Spotlight for you. So you're muted, Amy. Can't hear you. You're muted.
Oh, sorry.
Awesome.
It's been a very long day. Okay, so we're just going to run down the winter stuff, right?
Yeah, it's spotlight time. Okay. It's all you.
Yay!
It's mid-season time, so which means a slate of new shows are on a hiatus, or they're trying out new shows to see what sticks, kind of thing. So we're going to choose several shows. We're going to talk about which one we're excited to come back. So shows that went on hiatus because of whatever summer or whatever. One that you will see that is brand new to the midseason, one that you will avoid from the midseason, and one you think will just crap out and get canceled.
Okay. Now I'm not quite sure the whole definition of one that has been on hiatus.
Yeah, like one that, you know, ended or something, new season.
Well,
or
like, okay, so The Walking Dead had a brief hiatus, but it's coming back. That's, same with Fringe.
Okay, sure.
Or if there's a show that starts mid-season, like 30 Rock.
Okay, okay.
And you're excited to see that come back.
Because I don't know. Since I already mentioned Fringe and Walking Dead, I probably will just skip that one completely.
Okay, fine.
Because yeah, there's nothing else that is coming back that's been gone for a short hiatus that I want
to. Doesn't
really
have to be a short hiatus. It could be a long hiatus.
Well, I'm really looking forward to Game of Thrones, but that one's not till spring, so
that's okay. It's still mid.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm gonna throw that one out then. My first pick is gonna be Game of Thrones. I can't wait for that show to come back. I mean, it was just so good that, you know, mm-hmm. Wow. You know, episodes were. you know, I think we got like 10 episodes and they were like 2 hours or an hour long. It was just so compressed.
An hour each and crazy, just like insane.
Yeah. You got so much character development and so much was going on, but yet you, I still felt pretty like I could get it, you know? Mm-hmm. And it left on a cliffhanger and I was just like, yeah, so yeah, absolutely. I'm really looking forward to that. When it comes out or when it's announced, I'll be all over that. So, the one that I would like to see, that is new on the list, I put two of them. I'm sorry.
I know.
Okay. Alcatraz and The Touch. I'm interested in Alcatraz because I'm a fan of J.J. Abrams. I will give him anything that he does a chance before I go, nah, it's not for me. And then The Touch because I'm a fan of Kiefer.
Why would you be a fan of Kiefer?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know. And that, and I also have a son.
It's not Jack Bauer, though. I have to point out.
It's not Jack Bauer, no. But he's a dad.
Close enough.
Still kind of cool.
Except for she won't get eaten by a cougar.
Yeah. And I have a son who's a high-functioning autistic, so it'll be interesting how they kind of put that in there. And so I thought, I'll check that out and see what it looks like. So I'm looking forward to those two. And the one that I will absolutely avoid for every reason that I could possibly think of in the book, I just want my pants back. Really? MTV, right. Really? And work it, because I think that's just ridiculous.
What is
just to cut? I like that I don't have to avoid that because I don't even know what channel MTV is where I live.
So yeah. So Amy, for those at home who don't know this show, what is I Just Want My Pants Back? What is that all about?
You know, it's so supposedly, I only just read the blurb. I mean, you gave us a link and I went through and I read all the blurbs and said, okay, yes, 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 no, absolutely not. Oh my gosh, I can't believe that they're going to even put this in. That was my, I was like, really? Really?
Wow.
Okay.
It's that bad, huh?
Supposedly based. It's based off some book and they're, you know, it's MTV. Come on, they're. Some guy, I guess, it's about a guy that has one-night stands, and then one of the one-night stands that he has steals his pants. So he goes to go and get his pants back, and I thought,
wow.
What?
Wow. Okay. That sounds really,
like,
awful.
You need a season to explain that? Really? It's like, I don't get it.
I mean, I guess.
Maybe if it was a movie, it would be like done in 2 hours, but this is supposed to be a series on MTV.
I mean, MTV hasn't really done anything except reality shows. They gotta think of some stupid premise, right?
I don't know.
It's had a purpose for 20 years.
Right.
Stupid. Oh. Right. Anyhow, that's one I'm absolutely avoiding. I took one look at it and went, okay, no. Stamp of I'm avoiding.
Right.
And then the other one I saw that I thought, I'll avoid that one too, is another one called Work It.
Mm-hmm. Which got pretty abysmal ratings when it first came out. So
it's like a movie do-over, and I was telling this to Peter. It's like a lot of the lineup that they're doing for the winter is like they're taking ideas that have been done in movies and trying to do them in a season. When what some of the movies actually did it better in 2 hours. Right. I just don't get why. So a lot of them are like, I'm really not interested. I mean, like there were so many of them that just were like of movie ideas that I just thought, okay, whatever. Anyhow, the one that I think that I won't, that I think is not going to make it is going to be Fashion Star. It's supposed to be some reality TV where they have people in the general public, I guess, design stuff, and they have three people that are going to help them design it, and then based off the designs they get to, I don't know if it's going to be like people call in or whatever, but I just kind of think, really, do we need another one of these reality TVs? I don't know, I don't think it's going to do very well.
Apparently so.
So, well, that's my rundown.
All right, thank you, John. what are your picks, sir?
All right, I'm cheating also.
You cheaters, okay. Both of you.
I'm picking two that I'm excited are going to return, but they're very different shows, although they happen to be on the same channel. I'm very excited for Justified to return.
Okay, very good.
And Archer to return.
Okay.
Justified, obviously, we've talked about it before, but it's a show about a U.S. Marshal who works in Kentucky where he was born. Last season was huge for that show. It did very well. Characters were killed off and characters were introduced, and the two main characters are, it seems like they're going to be coming to blows once again. So
yeah.
I'm really excited to see how that turns out and what the story is going to be. And Archer is just a off the wall comedy show about a spy, voiced by H. John Benjamin. And it's totally ridiculous and very funny. I can't wait for it to start up again.
Okay.
I could go three, but I have a feeling that Peter's going to say
Stop cheating. Stay away from that one. I know which one you're going for. Stay away from it.
Did I guess right, I think?
Yes, stay away from it. Stay away.
One of the new shows that I'm going to see is definitely House of Lies. It's a show on Showtime starring Kristen Bell and Don Cheadle. It's based on a book called... What was the book called? Something like A Consultant is Someone Who Steals Your Watch and Tells You What Time It Is. So it's about these big money consultants who basically live the high life and are doing essentially nothing for their money. I mean, they're doing the work, but it's work that could already be done.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks to be very funny, maybe some of the dramatic points, but... some of the shows that are on HBO and Showtime have been getting really good recently, so I don't have any reason to see why this one won't be very good. Mm-hmm. One I'm going to avoid. There's two that I'm going to avoid.
There's a lot of avoiding going on right here.
From the list that you gave us, I'm literally going to avoid most of them.
Right.
But,
right. Well, we're going to go for extremes here.
two that I'm going to point out for specific reasons. One is Napoleon Dynamite, the cartoon.
Mm-hmm. 10 years after it came out. 10 years after the show, after the movie came out or something like that, right?
Yeah.
I know. It's so sad.
The movie came out in 2003, I believe. It told a complete story, I guess, and ended.
Yeah.
Now, the entire cast is back for whatever reason.
Which is the only thing that's going for it.
Right.
Is that all of the original cast. All of it.
I mean, I guess it's just going to be like a cartoon serial where, it's a different story every week. But I don't get it. The movie
looks a little bit like it might. Yeah. It kind of looks like it's going to have like the animation of like Beavis and Butthead kind of feel to it.
I mean,
just a little bit.
Probably if you watch it, it'll probably have some funny parts. But I feel like the bigger problem is that ever since King of the Hill ended, Fox doesn't know what to do with that extra half hour that they have.
But King of the Hill wasn't that good.
But it was on TV for 15
years. No, it
years.
Wasn't.
Towards the tail end, that show was not good.
It doesn't matter if it was good or not. It was on for 15 years, and now they have an empty slot that they can't...
Yeah, people watched it.
Right, you're
worthwhile.
Right.
They tried that show with Jonah Hill, and it didn't do well. In fact, it was canceled.
Yeah,
it
was canceled.
Alan
Gregory.
I'm going to give this only one episode, and if it doesn't wow me, I'm going to be like, nah, I won't be coming back.
Well, you may want to give it two, because it's a back-to-back. They're back-to-back.
Oh, is it? Okay, all right. I guess I'll give it back-to-back.
The other one I think I'm going to avoid, oddly enough, is an HBO show called Luck.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. I have to remove that from my one you will see.
I know. it's more of a personal thing than anything else. I used to work for a company that was filled with people who gambled on horses.
Okay.
And, I'm not going to make any kind of sweeping statement, but the people that I knew that gambled on horses seemed like gambling degenerates. Okay. So I just don't see the interest for myself to watch a show about people who gamble on horses. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to watch a show about people that I didn't really enjoy working with. so that's why I'm avoiding that one.
Okay.
More of a personal thing than anything else. One that I think will make it Sort of along the same lines as one that I avoid. I believe that most of these shows won't make it. But for a couple that I'm going to, or one that I'm going to point out is Rob.
I don't think we'll make it. My one. Well, no, actually, no, never mind. Never mind. Keep going.
He's got another one.
I got another one. It's fine. It's fine.
It's got two big names in Rob Schneider and Cheech Marin, but I just don't see, you know, how many times are they going to make the "you're a Mexican and you're a racist" joke? You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't see that lasting very long.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay.
So that's my rundown, Peter.
Now that John took a couple of my ideas, I have to work on the spot here. So the first one is I am very, very excited about to return. I'm actually watching back seasons to prep for it. Mad Men.
I knew it.
It'll be back. Amy, I'm giving you a counter right now. You better start cramming right now.
For Mad Men?
Yeah, we're going to have a martini, scotch, old-fashioned crackdown on that day. Because March 25th is on... it's on the Sunday, so the Thursday, like the Friday, you know, right before or right after, we're going to have a grand old 60s party. It's going to be fantastic.
We're going to
wear
a gown.
Here on the show. I'm going to have to wear a gown. John can wear the... No. I'm going to wear
That's
one of those...
That's not what I said at all, Peter.
I'm going to wear one of those fluffy little dresses from the 60s. So Mad Men is back for its season 5. For a very long, long hiatus. It went off the air in 2009. It was, I actually am very surprised that it's actually back. Comes back March 25th. It's a fantastic show. I rewatched the pilot, the first episode. It's available on Netflix. You can rent it on iTunes. It's available everywhere pretty much. It's on DVD. You can rent it, you know, anywhere.
The wife and I caught up on Netflix, so we're both excited to watch it.
Yeah,
as it comes out finally.
And it's so, the pilot is just, it's so great. I forgot how good it was, and it was just rewatching it actually made it even better. So definitely Mad Men. So, you know, people who are listening, Amy, just, you know, start cracking down. So
how many seasons?
There's 4 seasons, 13 episodes each.
There's 4.
You won't miss the time. Trust me. My girlfriend and
okay.
I blew through.
I will try.
My girlfriend and I. Blew
I won't
through.
Promise anything, but I'll try.
Yeah. We blew through the first 3 seasons in, over dinner. So we watched it during dinner, and then
one dinner.
No. We watched
just
it
one dinner.
One dinner. It was
a marathon dinner.
It was actually Thanksgiving. No, we watched, you know, one episode, and then we're like, you know what? Let's watch it again. Let's watch another one. And it just kept going like that for a good 2-3 weeks, and you know, we finished it. It was kind of amazing. It was kind of crazy. So
all right, I'll do my best. Until March, right?
Yeah, you have until March.
March, yeah.
Your deadline is at March.
Okay.
You can actually book
only
through
if
for
you
that.
You're watching Game of Thrones, right?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Okay.
So let's see here. I'm gonna have to cheat a little bit. I'm gonna look through this. I can't choose anything.
No, you don't want to see anything new?
I guess I can go with the one. What's that?
Not GCB?
No, yeah, GCB. Are you there, Chelsea?
Oh.
No, thanks. The Firm? No, thank you.
Might watch one episode of Are You There, Chelsea? Only because Laura Prepon is in it, and I enjoyed that 70s show.
Yeah, but I don't think she...
the logic is not there, but...
Right.
I think I'm going to watch it anyway.
Yeah.
Just one episode.
I don't think it's there. But I guess, you know what? I'll do it anyway. Luck. I'll choose Luck. Because I like Michael Mann's stuff. I like the stuff that he does. He's got ideas. He's good. So I'm always interested in people who normally don't do crazy stuff. Like Dustin Hoffman usually doesn't do, like, I mean, I guess he does, but he doesn't do such gritty stuff most of the time. You know, as he's gotten older, he's done less of this stuff. So it'd be interesting to see. One I will avoid is one that John doesn't think will make it, is Rob. I'm going to completely avoid that. I mean, it doesn't look remotely any... It doesn't look remotely funny, and... oddly enough, something that is even less remotely funny is Work It, and that's what I'm choosing to not make it through even, like, two, three episodes.
Jeez, Pete, go for the low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, well... I don't think it'll... okay, what do you mean? Are we supposed to say, I don't think Mad Men will make it for the next season? I mean, like,
no.
Of course it's lower hanging.
I'm just saying, hasn't Work It already been canceled?
Right, exactly. I was going to choose The Firm, but The Firm, since it's not an NBC-produced show, it was already picked up for the whole season. So I guess if NBC decides not to air it anymore, they could just drop it off the schedule, I guess. You could always still do that, but...
Just to flesh out a couple of things, like I don't get the interest for The Finder. Has that been getting a lot of talk?
The Finder is getting a lot of interest because it is a Bones spinoff, and why not like Bones? Why won't you like Bones? Plus, Michael Clark Duncan's in it.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I enjoyed the episodes of Bones that I've seen, but this has nothing to do with Bones.
Sort of is.
It just,
The Finder looks like it's the same set from Invasion from a few years ago that wasn't on Fox. So I looked at it and went, huh? Okay, that looks like that looks like Invasion.
You probably bought the set.
But it seems very similar to The Mentalist, sort of, where the guy is very observant.
Right. Okay.
So just, I don't know, a serial about a guy who's got, you know, this special power again. You know, Psych.
Yeah.
I mean, Psych at least...
Psych is good.
Does not take itself seriously. So,
oh, absolutely not.
It's different from all these other shows. But, like, Unforgettable, The Mentalist, like, they're serial shows that essentially have the same plot.
So you're saying it's a show that belongs on CBS?
No. I mean, there's other shows... I'm trying to think.
Is this like Fox's answer to what they already were kind of doing with another show called, what was it? Lie to Me? Lie to Me didn't stay for very long. I think it only got one season, which I actually liked Lie to Me.
Lie to Me lasted quite a while.
Yeah.
Lasted four seasons.
Maybe it was two seasons.
Yeah, I think it was like 2.5 seasons it was on.
2.5 seasons. It wasn't... I thought that it could have gone longer, but it's...
They had very long hiatuses between episodes.
Yeah,
yeah, because of baseball.
Yeah, and I didn't
because
like
of baseball.
That.
It wasn't even baseball. It was like...
Baseball!
It was like they would have an episode in... A couple episodes in January. I mean, obviously, with the way the seasons run, it would be like they would put on episodes in the end of December and the beginning of January, and then it would go on hiatus until like the middle of May. You know what I mean? Like... Mm-hmm. Obviously, they didn't want it to get in the way of their regularly scheduled programs.
Right. Right. Actually, Lie to Me took 3 seasons.
Oh, okay.
And there's season 2 had 22 episodes, which was the first and only full season that they had was 22 episodes. It took a full year to air all the entire season.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It would have these huge breaks between chunks of episodes.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But I see what you're saying. I just about it being similar to that show, Amy.
I mean, if that's what the Finder is kind of slotting in to take over that show, but they're also trying to do what's already been done on other places that have been done successful. It's just like, you know what? Why don't you just bring Lie to Me back and we'll just watch that?
Because Tim Roth is expensive.
Yeah, and it didn't do that great.
He was so good.
It didn't have very
you.
Good ratings either. So. Actually didn't do as well as you thought.
I liked him. I thought he made that show. Him and his daughter. I thought they had great chemistry on screen. So, yeah, sure. Bummer.
Huge bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about The Finder, man. I don't get it either.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. And there's a couple of shows that I just don't like. Comic Men, this reality show by Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
I want to watch people make comic books. No.
I thought I might look at it just to see,
I enjoy reading comic books. That's the beginning and end of it, I guess.
Right.
I know how they're made. I know it goes through like a few months process, but I don't need to see the behind the scenes because I get that already. You know what I mean?
I don't know if Kevin Smith is really the right person to be bringing this to the TV because he was not very good at completing comic books.
He wasn't very diligent with his writing of comic books.
Not very diligent in deadlines. Not very diligent in finishing stories.
Yeah, so, what did it take him like?
I mean, if you got Brian Mike,
is that
Daredevil?
Green Arrow? No. That was a CEO, Quesada.
Oh, was it Quesada? Oh, okay. He did write another Daredevil book.
Did another Daredevil book that came. Like, it took like 5 years to come out.
Yeah. So I mean, if they got Brian Michael Bendis to do this, I would watch it because it's like, yeah, you're credible. You write like 10 books a month, and they somehow have 50 pages of dialogue and 32 pages of.
Yeah,
of pictures and words. It's amazing. Wow. So, yeah, I mean, like we were saying, we're kind of having some issues finding shows, like John was saying, just because there's some shows that just don't look very good.
Yeah.
This mid-season slate is, it's very odd to say the least, because it's bringing a lot of shows back that were great, but at the same time, they're putting shows that were great on hiatus, like Community and things like that, for unproven shows, you know, that nobody really knows if it's going to be good or not. So,
yeah.
It'll definitely be, we'll definitely, we will revisit this list at the end of the season to see who's, who wins. No, I'm just kidding. We'll
see who,
see how it goes.
It sticks around, right?
Yeah, we'll definitely see how it goes, see whose predictions are right. So, all right, well, if you do you guys have anything else? If not, I think this is the end of episode 13.
Cool. Lucky 13.
Lucky 13.
Yep.
All right. Well, for John Denny, Amy Morgan, I am Peter Van. Have a good week, everyone.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Awesome.
You've been listening to Screen View. ScreenView is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. Copyright 2011, Radio Free Cybertron.